Shannon, let's just talk a little bit about this whole tournament and what it's like and how things have been going so far.
Well, it's an exciting opportunity to see all of your young prospects, or a good portion of your young prospects, playing. Certainly putting on the Winnipeg Jets uniform for a lot of them for the first time is, I think, an exciting opportunity for them. But as a franchise, getting a glimpse into what hopefully will be your future is something that is very exciting. I think it's exciting for the coaching staff, exciting for the management staff, and very exciting for the players.
You know what these players can do. You know, you've seen them all year in the last couple of years. But what specifically are you looking for a little bit extra at this time?
Well, you know what, we tell the players just be themselves, go out and play the way that they have played. Obviously, for them, they've never really played on a team together, so there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve there. We've had a couple of practices, and certainly the game, I felt ebbed and flowed yesterday with respect to some really nice plays and some little bit scrambly at times, but that's to be expected at this juncture. And again, it's a great opportunity for them to get their legs underneath them before main training camp. And again, it's really just it's all part of the evaluation process.
Talking about evaluations, let's start with the last two guys, the most recent signings, Kitchen and Lapon. Can you just touch on them, what you've seen so far?
Well, obviously, both had very strong games yesterday, and they're players that, because of their age and their situation with respect to junior, have the opportunity to turn pro this year and will turn pro this year. So, again, it's exciting, I think, for them to sign the first professional contract, but I think equally exciting to be a part of this group and, the part of the future of this team.
Now let's talk about the couple of guys that a lot more eyes are looking at them, like Shifley and Trouba. What have you seen from them compared to last year, maybe?
Well, unfortunately, last year we didn't have this opportunity to have a tournament like this to be able to evaluate and to gauge. And I think for a lot of those players, those two players, and certainly the draft class of last year, I think they missed out on an opportunity. And I think I was talking to quite a few of them, and again, for a lot of them, this is their first opportunity at NHL training camp, and it's an exciting opportunity for them. And something that usually happens right after the draft year, and it didn't. So, again, for those guys, for players like Sutter and Kuzmichuk, this is a first opportunity to be at the NHL training camp level.
What's going to happen with Lucas Sutter?
Well, there's lots of options with Lucas. Generally speaking, when you draft a player out of junior, you have 2 years of development. With Lucas's age, he has several different options that are available to him. Because he was a late birthday draft pick, he has the opportunity, or we have the opportunity, to turn pro if we choose to. But he also has the opportunity to go back to junior. So it's really not different than any junior player. A 2-year development cycle is not uncommon before you turn them pro, and there's an opportunity there, but there's also an opportunity to turn them pro. And we'll see how the whole camp process goes and make our determinations from there.
Can you
watch a game or two at this tournament and make any small judgments in your mind, like, that guy's going to be good in our training camp, or that guy's going to St. John's now, we can be sure he's an American good player. Can you make judgments like that in this tournament, anything?
I think it's always part of the scouting process that you make predictions, you make projections. That is part of being a scout. Now, are they definitive projections, or are they something that are etched in stone? I don't think they ever are, because when you're dealing with development, there is a development curve, and sometimes players at different points in their development plateau, and maybe plateau for a little while and then take off, and everyone is different. So to just reach out and say, well, this guy will be this at this point in time, I don't know that anyone can do that, but certainly part of the process is you make evaluations and you make projections.